Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That time of year, I'm going to be at GameWorks at the Block and Orange on Friday, December 22nd for our Christmas CD signing from 9 to midnight. This is your chance to eat, drink, and play and get your Best of the Year 2000 CD from the Phil Hendry Show, and it'll be autographed by me. And you can also, while you're waiting in line, GameWorks is offering $20 game cards, good for unlimited use while I'm there, so a portion of your card purchase will also go to my friend's place. For more information, you can go to KFI640.com for website information on that. Phil Hendry Show here. Also, we have our Best of the Year 2000 CD. If it's available for sale at 877-616-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse. How you doing, pal? I understand you had called Mike.
Phil, I did call Mike. I asked him, I wanted him to ask you if I could go on the air to talk about something I think is so very, very important and something that I think has reached the boiling point.
Was this, you were in Beverly Hills today, right?
I was driving, and I called Mike, and I'm calling from my car phone right now. It took us 40 minutes. Kathy and I were looking for parking for 40 minutes today in Beverly Hills because we were doing some Christmas shopping. And I got to tell you, my blood pressure is through the roof. I think it's patently unfair that Beverly Hills has hundreds of what do you want to call the handicap crippled parking areas?
And they're handicap parking zones.
Handicap parking zones, and having any of them, and half they're hardly not even being used. I drive around the block from Canaan to Wilshire to Dayton to Little Santa Monica.
Okay, the reason why you called is what? Because,
well, the reason why I'm calling is because there are hundreds of parking spaces not being used in Beverly Hills.
And these are handicapped?
These are handicap zones. So, I may not park there because I haven't stepped in front of a train and I haven't, I didn't dive into the shallow end of a swimming pool. So, it took us 40 minutes.
Well, you don't know the people that are handicapped. What do you mean? I mean,
well, you know what I've done? I've taken care of my health, so I don't have a handicap placard. So, therefore, I don't get good parking. So, therefore, I got to drive around for 40 minutes. So I wanted to make an announcement on your show. I am now utilizing the handicapped parking spaces in Beverly Hills. This has also gone over to my attorney, Barry Cosgrove, and you know Barry. I am also making this announcement on your show. I am a law-abiding citizen, but they should be available, and I encourage people, and I am now going to be using the handicapped parking zones.
And is that it?
Yes, that's it. I mean,
you're making an announcement that you are now going to use the handicapped parking zones.
That is correct.
Well, let me make this announcement to you that if you start parking in handicapped parking zones, you're going to get ticketed.
No, because I have a personalized plate that has my name on it. And because
your personalized plate says Ted Bell?
My personalized plate says Ted Bell. And no cop in Beverly Hills, when they see that name, as far as I know, and I could be very wrong, but I would really like to meet the police officer who's going to have the balls big enough, and pardon my language, Phil, but who's going to have the balls big enough to ticket me.
And okay, you're saying that a cop will see your car parked in a handicap zone without a handicap placard and will not ticket you?
No, because he knows it's Ted Bell's car.
And all right, well, that's good for you. What about everybody else?
Well, on your program is I wanted people to know that if they come to the restaurant, they come to Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, and we got the greatest steak, we've got a beautiful prime rib this week, I will give you my business card, and you can put the business card under your windshield wiper, and no cop will touch you. As long as you have my... As long as they have my business card.
These people are going to get ticketed if they start parking in handicapped parking zones. You're Ted Bell. You say your personalized plate identifies you as Ted Bell.
Well, they know it's my BMW. They know that I've got a candy apple red BMW with Ted Bell personalized license plate.
Candy apple red.
Candy apple red BMW. I've got spoke magnesium wheels. And I've got a brown... kind of a dark, rich brown vinyl top. And they will know that it's mine.
Okay, but the people who don't
can put my card there. I just feel the time has come, Phil, to say what needs to be said. We don't have the handicapped in Beverly Hills. There are city ordinances, and if you live in Beverly Hills, you can obviously afford to have your crippled condition fixed. You have one leg shorter than the other. I don't know what their problem is.
But what you're saying that there's no handicapped people in Beverly Hills.
No, there are not. Not that many.
How do you know?
Because it's Beverly Hills. Everybody can afford to have it fixed. The last guy that I knew of in Beverly Hills, his left leg was shorter than his right leg. He got it fixed. Okay?
So, did he have a handicap placard?
He did, but he got it fixed. And what I'm saying to you, Phil, and what I'm saying to all of your listeners, we don't have handicapped people in Beverly Hills for that reason. You can either get it fixed, and we also have city ordinances in terms of how many people like that we're going to allow. And some of these people get handicap placards for nebulous conditions like heart conditions or so-called respiratory conditions. You pay to have it fixed, plus you have a heart. You can still walk over to the door, and you can go inside, all right? I don't know that a heart condition means, oh, I can't drive my car to the place and get out. These are the things that make me upset.
And all right, well, Ted, you know what, man? I see handicap parking spaces. I can't park in them. I'm not Ted Bell.
That is correct. But I'm saying I'll give you one of my business cards.
So if I put your business card under my windshield wiper, a cop's not going to touch me?
No. Not that I'm pretty sure he won't. I'm Ted Bell. Okay.
You're Ted Bell. I'm Phil Hendry.
I know.
But if I got your business card. Look, the parking situation at Christmas is bad anyway, man. But if you're going to start parking in handicapped parking zones, and I don't know what you mean about nebulous conditions like heart disease, okay?
I think it's enough. You have to... If you have a nebulous heart condition, you just drove yourself in L.A. traffic to a mall, okay? Who cares whether you have a heart attack or not? If your drive didn't kill you, walking an extra 30 yards isn't going to kill you, okay? I think parking in a handicap zone is tantamount to declaring your liberation, Phil, because we have got such a difficult time here in Southern California finding the parking space.
Jesus.
Well, laugh if you will, but it's the only thing I can do. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're Ted Bell. I really don't know whether you're going to be able to get away with parking in a handicapped parking space.
But I buy candy apple red BMW.
The coppers are going to see your personalized license plates and may want to come after you. Here is Anthony. Anthony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, sir. I don't think you know what the law is. A handicapped parking spaces are only reserved for handicapped people. There's a law for that.
No, I understand
Whether you live in Newport Beach, whether you live in Beverly Hills, whether you live in San Francisco.
Point is, they're not used. They're not being used.
There's a disabled parking space for that.
But they're not being used.
They're only reserved for parking space.
They're not being used.
And I think your philosophy is that just because you live in Beverly Hills,
right,
that you can get any parking space you
have,
even if it's a handicap or not.
That's correct.
I don't think so. That's unfair. I live in Westwood myself.
Can I ask you a question?
And I don't have a left hand. I'm handicapped.
All right. I'm Ted Bell.
You know?
Don't you
have any conscience?
I'm Ted Bell.
I don't have any left hand. When we go to a movie house, we go have a parking space.
I guess you can't make a left-hand turn, huh?
Excuse me?
I said, I guess you can't make a left-hand turn.
Oh, now you're making fun out of the handicapped people.
You know, hear what I'm saying to you, okay?
You know what?
I'm Ted Bell.
I'm going to get in touch with disabled organizations here, and we're going to boycott your restaurant for that.
Sir, I want to ask you a question, okay? I'm Ted Bell. All right?
So what? I'm Anthony.
No, I'm Ted Bell.
So what?
You're telling me that I don't have a right to park in a handicapped parking space?
Definitely not. We're all the same under the eyes of the
law. All right, well, let me ask you this. You don't have a left hand, right?
Yes.
How the hell does that make it hard for you to walk 30 feet?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are you insulting me?
Yeah, you see, the guy can't answer the question.
Well, it is a good question.
Okay.
How long? Why do you need a...
I need to ask a question. Do you live in Beverly Hills?
Why do you need a handicapped parking space if all you're missing is a hand?
Excuse me?
Why do you need a handicapped parking space if all you're missing is a hand?
Of course. Whether you're missing a hand, whether you're missing a leg, whether you can see or not, you need the...
Why?
I'm qualified as a handicapped.
Why?
I'm qualified as a disabled.
Why do you
person.
Need that? Why do you need that?
Because I'm allowed to
go get him, Phil. You're doing
that.
Good.
Just,
that's
I'll take care of it. But why?
That's the law. We're protected
See, there you go,
by that.
This cripple can't answer your question. He says, "Well, it's a privilege." What's the matter? Are you off balance? Will you fall over?
No.
Can you walk a tightrope?
Okay. All right. Thank you for your call. Shut up, Ted. Man.
Well, you're doing really good with a cripple.
Don't forget about that. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, he's going to start parking in handicapped parking spaces during the Christmas rush. There's no parking. There's nobody in the handicapped spaces. He's offering to hand out his business card so you can put it under your windshield wiper and you won't get a ticket. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse has joined us. Okay, so you're going to be parking in handicap zones all through the Christmas holiday shopping season in Beverly Hills because there just aren't that many handicapped. And
I'm tired of driving around 40 minutes looking for parking.
And well, you've declared war on all the handicapped.
Phil, I am saying to you, there aren't that many handicapped people in Beverly Hills. The last guy we had in Beverly Hills, you remember Shorty Telmer?
Shorty Telmer, yeah, the guy who had one leg shorter than the other?
Right. This guy would walk down the street, it was like he had 1 foot on the curb and 1 foot in the gutter. He'd walk down the street like that. But Shorty went in, he got some surgery, he had some physical therapy, he got it fixed, got in his car, and got the heck out of our lives. But I can't believe that all these parking spaces wide open, and Shorty Telmer got it fixed.
Well, not everybody's got the bread that Shorty Telmer's got. Shorty made all that money in horse racing. He was a thoroughbred owner.
Yeah, I understand that. But why? So in other words, I got to drive around 40 minutes for some guy who doesn't have a left hand. Is that what you're?
I don't know what that guy's problem was. Okay.
Look, I'm Ted Bell. The police know who I am.
You got it on the license plate of your car. Good for you. You're not going to get a ticket. I don't think putting your business card under my windshield wiper is going to help me.
I'm telling you, Phil, if you want, come on over to the steakhouse. Let's talk about it.
Let me go to a phone call here right now, Ted. We have Bob. Bob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How
yes, sir.
Are you?
Very good.
I don't know. You know, for the last 3 weeks, I don't think I could be more nauseated after listening to Al Gore for the last 3 weeks. But if this guy is for real, he takes the cake.
If I'm for real, sir, I've got a business that I'm very proud of.
Well, I'm glad you do, Ted.
I'm Ted Bell.
You know, I don't know who you think you are. If you've got a problem driving around for 40 minutes, why don't you have your Beverly Hills trophy wife drop you off at the door so you can waddle your little butt into the mall?
Let me tell you how it works. Let me tell you how it works, Bob.
You're nauseating as hell.
Let me tell you how it works, Bob.
Who would want to come to your steakhouse?
I'm Ted Bell. I've got the best steaks on the West Coast. Like, where are you at?
Well, I'm in Dallas, and we got better steaks than you ever thought about.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Ted,
now, I'm not talking about something that got hit by a freight train.
Stay in Beverly Hills, you know?
I'm talking about corn-fed beef from the Midwest, not something that got run over by a freight train. Now, here's what I'm trying to say to you.
Okay.
No, really, this guy wants to call me out. I'm just saying that we don't have enough parking at Christmas. Why do I got to wait for a guy who's got one leg shorter than the other or somebody with no left hand?
Have you got a successful steakhouse? Where are you in California,
Ted? I'm in Beverly Hills, California,
You're in Beverly
Bob.
Hills, right?
Beverly Hills, California, Bob.
Is it a fairly successful steakhouse?
I'll tell you what, we've got some great artists, some of the great stars of motion picture and television come in.
And you have to drive your own car, Ted.
I drive my car.
In Beverly Hills, everybody else drives limos. What's your problem?
I'm Ted. Well, you've obviously never been here. I'm Ted Bell, and what I do is I have a successful business, and no guy who's got no left hand is going to keep...
You keep harping on the guy with no left hand, all right? But we're talking about people who have wheelchairs.
All right, a guy with a wheelchair. Let's talk about that. Okay, so he wheels himself from his parking space 100 yards away. What's the deal?
It's tiring.
It's an electric chair. Everybody's got an electric chair now. See, that's the whole thing. You don't get it. I'm Ted Bell, and people don't get that. I got to get Christmas shopping.
I know that you're Ted Bell.
I got to get Christmas shopping done.
You don't even have any kids, man. I don't know,
I've got a lot of business contacts, Phil. I have a lot of business to transact, and they're hanging me up. The one-legged people are hanging me up.
Well, Shorty Telmer had one leg shorter than the other. In fact, it was a joke around here for a long time, but he got it lengthened.
I know he got it lengthened. Good for you, Shorty. Well, I know he died of cancer last year, didn't he?
Yes, he's dead. So here is Oscar. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oscar, yes, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I want to talk to this guy.
How you doing, Oscar?
No, look, my mom is not walking right now because he was in a big accident. She lost her two of her spinal cords.
She lost two of her spinal cords?
Yes, she did, sir.
I didn't know you had two of them.
Well, she injured two spinal cords.
Two spinal cords.
Two discs. I'm sure you're probably saying discs, right?
She cannot walk right now, sir. And you want to take her parking space? I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. Is she got a wheelchair?
No, she doesn't, sir.
Well, then what's she driving?
She's driving because she is a very dependent woman.
She should be on the road driving. If she doesn't have kids...
Yes, she can.
Has she got any movement?
Yeah, my sister helps her. to move.
How can she drive a car and not be able to move her legs?
Because
do you know what I'm saying? You see the dichotomy?
They can get something.
Do you see the dichotomy, Oscar? You can't drive a car and be paralyzed.
Yes, you can, sir.
You see the dichotomy?
Well, how's she doing that, Oscar?
Well, with bells and whistles, smoke and mirrors. Come on, this isn't a magic show.
Can I talk, please?
Yeah, well, I want to hear you tell me how a woman can drive a car after she's been run over by a freight train.
Yes, you can, because they did some special adjustments to the car.
They what? Sir.
They did some special adjustments to her car.
Special adjustments to the car. They took the engine out. That's the only special adjustment.
Oh, Lick, will you let the kid talk? He's talking about his mother. She's a...
Well, if she can't move, why don't you get her a wheelchair, one of those electric wheelchairs? Are you a busboy someplace?
You know what?
What?
You're a very shallow man.
No, sir, I just asked you, what restaurant are you a busboy in?
No, you're a very shallow man.
Why do you assume that?
Why am I shallow?
Because... You only think of yourself. You don't think of others.
I am thinking of me, and I'm thinking of others.
Yeah, you're only thinking about yourself. You don't think about other people.
You don't think of
other people's feelings, how everybody, how some people have to manage with, like my mother, that she cannot walk.
Don't you think a little exercise would do her some good?
Yeah, but she is not able to drive one way.
She can't walk. What do you mean exercise?
Well, the kid's telling me that his mother... Look, I don't know how she's driving if she's paralyzed, but I tell you what, if she ever makes it out here to Beverly Hills, Oscar, you and your mother have a free steak dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right?
I don't want to eat in your place, man.
I'll give you my card, then I'm thinking, that's way, I'll give you my card and you can park in the parking space. Come on out, get a steak dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills, beautiful Ted's of Beverly Hills, right in the corner of Rodeo in Beverly Hills. I'm Ted Vell. Okay, Oscar? Hey, Oscar. You tell people you talked to Ted Bell today. They'll know what it means. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I just thank you, Oscar, for your call. 1-800, I think he hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Corrine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Corrine?
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, just because you're Ted Bell does not mean you're not going to get a ticket.
Well, you know what? Beverly, they know who I am in Beverly Hills.
No, who cares?
They know who I am.
Who cares? Just because you're Ted Bell, you broke the law.
Do you know who I am?
It does not matter.
Ma'am?
It does not matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're Brad Pitt or Ted Bell.
Do you know who I am?
She's answered the question. She's answered the question.
All right. If you don't know who I am, then you don't know what power I wield. And I'll tell you something else. We've got hundreds of handicapped parking spaces that are not being used.
Right, that's everywhere you go. You have that problem.
I say,
you know, but just because
you're not me,
I'm not saying I don't have anything against
you. Look, let's just say, Ted.
It does not matter that you're Ted Bell. You're not going to get a ticket.
Do you understand that I have a candy apple red BMW with my name right on my license plate? Okay.
Oh, isn't that nice? It does not matter what car
candy
you
I got a candy apple red BMW with Ted Bell on my license plate.
Yeah,
What cops got balls big enough to give me a ticket?
You know what? The cop, he's going to give you
a
ticket. Just as well as he's going to give anybody else a ticket.
You know what? We cater to the annual policeman's ball every year.
Red BMW.
I've got a candy apple red BMW, which women think is very
attractive. Yeah, I've heard you say that like 40 times already.
What I'm saying
is
women find that attractive. And what I'm saying is Ted's of Beverly Hills caters to the annual policeman's ball every year, huh?
Now what do you think? That's fine. I'm just saying.
Think I'm
going to
get a ticket now? Yeah, I don't think so.
So
here
what? And what do you mean the annual policeman's ball? They ain't had one of those in years.
Yes, they do. I go to it all the time.
All right, thank you for your call. You go to it all the time. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse on the line. We're talking about handicap parking, not only in Beverly Hills but everywhere. there's not going to be a lot of parking, as there isn't a lot of parking during the Christmas rush.
And you said Philly's just got really tired of it. I want to have some place to park. Those handicap zones are the place.
The handicap zones are for handicapped people. You park your candy apple red BMW there like you say you're going to with your personalized plate, and any cop worth his salt will tow you or ticket you.
Bill, I'm Ted Bell. I'm not trying to say that I don't...
I know you're Ted Bell. You've been saying that. But
I'm not saying that cops should do their job, but I'm Ted Bell. I give money to Jerry's Kids. I have given money to the United Negro... oh, boy. What is the United Negro?
The United Negro?
What is it?
The United Negro College Fund.
I give money to them. I give money to the United Way for the National Football League. I have been twice the coach of various youth soccer programs. You know... I'm Ted Bell,
Yeah, and it's on your license plate on your candy apple red BMW.
And I would think that the Beverly Hills Police would understand that I have given money to charities and I'm still going to try to uplift our community. If that's not the case, if I'm wrong, okay, I'll move. I'll go somewhere else. But I think the police understand which side of the bread they better side.
Yeah, well, good luck, man. Where are you right now?
I'm in Beverly Hills right now.
All right, here is John... Or Joan, excuse me. Joan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. Is Ted Bell there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here at your service.
At my service.
Yes, ma'am.
You're disgusting. You have absolutely no right to park in any handicapped park, any handicapped designated space.
How come there's no handicapped people in those spaces?
Yes, because there are people that need them, and as a matter of...
No, not in Beverly Hills. We don't have that many.
Oh, you really? You don't, do you?
We don't have the cripple in Beverly Hills the way you may have in Buena Park or wherever you're from. What we're talking about is...
Why do you got to call him the cripple?
Because we don't have them here.
Yes, you do have them there. And
really? Who?
If you want to be politically incorrect and call them cripples, go ahead.
Name me a cripple in Beverly Hills.
I suppose I could be politically incorrect.
How about this? Christopher Reeve.
He doesn't live in Beverly Hills.
He's got a lot of money, though, doesn't he?
He doesn't live there.
He lives in New York.
He lives in New York. He lives in New York.
Ted,
he lives in New
Ted.
York. He lives in...
Shut up, Ted.
Why doesn't he just get himself fixed, Ted? He's got all the money in the world. Why doesn't he get himself fixed
because he can
just walk around?
Because cripples in New York don't get themselves fixed.
You know what?
Oh, I see. Why?
Because they like it.
You know what? You're an idiot. And you're
an idiot.
Listen,
we have a pride situation in Beverly Hills, ma'am. No guy, Shorty Telmer was the last guy to walk down the street with one leg shorter than the other in this town. And he was the laughing stock until he got it fixed.
Can you shut up for a second? I graduated from UCLA. I have been in Beverly Hills.
Sorry to hear
times.
About that.
I have also seen people like you, able-bodied people, parking in handicapped places, skipping merrily away without giving a darn about it because they're so ignorant that they think, like you, that cripples don't live in Beverly Hills.
I have certain gifts I have to purchase for Christmas, okay?
Feel so bad for you.
And I, as Ted Bell and as a mover and shaker in this town, I need to get gifts for certain producers.
You know what? I have never heard of you.
Well, you
I
live
have
in
lived
Buena
in
Park.
California all my life, and I have never heard of Ted Bell.
You know who Bob Taglin is?
No.
You don't know who Bob Taglin is?
You know who I know who is?
Who?
Ted Smell. That's you, Ted Smell. You smell bad,
yeah,
you look bad,
well,
your
you
food's
know what?
Bad.
Hey, why don't you shove it? That way you can
why
taste it,
too. Why don't you shove it,
why don't you jam
idiot?
It there, you dirty stick?
You
moronic stick.
Yeah, you make
me sick
of
your rotten stick and pull rock.
Okay. I can't keep going with this. You're going to have to get him under control. Ted? Ted?
Oh.
Look at...
Hey, tell that lady I'm parked in a cripple spot right now!
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Of all the nerve.
Well, you know something? You're the guy that pushed her to it, okay? And you...
What did I do to push her to it?
You're making all kinds of wise-ass cracks about cripples and Shorty Telmer. If I hear that story about him having one leg shorter than the other one more time, I'm going to scream. And the fact that there's no cripples...
She tried to bring up Christopher Reeve. He lives in New York.
We got that, and I heard you do it over and over and over. He lives in New York. He lives in New York. So just grow up.
Grow up?
Yeah, grow up.
You want me to grow up?
I want you to grow up.
What about the people that are calling in?
I'll tell those people as they call in what the parameters of behavior are in this program. I'm asking you to grow up.
I give to Jerry's kids.
You give? That's great.
And also I gave to Chabad House during the telephone.
That's good. You gave to Chabad House. I did too. You think I get to park in a crippled space?
How much you give?
Oh, I don't know. I gave three. What difference does it make how much I gave?
Every year I give to Chabad House.
Good for you.
I'm giving to the United Negro Way, too. Phil?
What is United Negro? You mean the United Negro College Fund?
That's the one. The
United Negro Way. Okay, here's Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Brian?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air.
This guy has no point in what he's saying. What the freak? He's going around in a candy apple red automobile.
I got a candy apple.
Gives a crap. I've never even heard of you before.
I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, and I've never heard of you before. You're a freaking idiot.
Hey, I got a candy apple red BMW.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care. You can shove that right up your butt.
Hey, you know something? You come on out to Beverly Hills. I'm gonna ignore what you just said. You come out to Beverly Hills,
ignore what I just said.
I'll give you the best steak dinner you ever had.
Yeah, okay. Well, my mother could bake better
steak. No, I don't think so. No. Your mother, you know, let's not get your mother into this.
Yeah, well, I just did.
There's a few things she does well that I don't think you should know about.
Okay, that's...
how'd you know about it?
Well, you know...
She wouldn't pick some scumbag like you, anyway.
Is your last name Bell?
Nope.
Okay. Now it's getting really personal, and...
Give me somebody with intelligence.
Okay, here's a... Kingman on the Phil Hendry Show. This is Phyllis. Hello, Phyllis.
Have you tasted your mom's meat lately, kid?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Is this Phil?
Yes.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing? I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, I heard that word, that name, about 40, 50, 60, 100 times since I've been listening to this program.
How are you feeling, dear?
I am 63 years old, sir.
I guess you have a handicap.
No, let me get a word in edgewise,
you
okay?
You got your bed, baby.
I'm 63 years old. I have degenerative arthritis. I have it really bad in between my hips. I do not have a play card. I have not been, nobody's ever told me that I'm disabled, but I know I am. I could go and get a play card and park in one of those spaces, but I don't do it because I don't believe in taking somebody else's rights away from them.
We are
in the United States of America, and I don't care how old you are. I don't care what kind of money you've got. I don't care what kind of car you drive, sir, what kind of restaurant you have.
You have no right to do what you're doing
to people that and you don't have any right to judge them or what they are or who they are or the reasons why they're disabled.
Well,
I would go and I would get a disabled card, and I'm not interested in your restaurant, sir. I'm from California. I'm living in Kingman, Arizona right now. I'm from California. I was born and raised there. I've been in your area many times. You have no right to do this.
What are you doing,
right,
Ted?
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise.
And
just
you know what? I really think the cops ought to get out of their minds
for not taking
and give
a handicap space. Now, what is it you said you had between your hips?
She said she had
degenerative arthritis.
So what do you put
in my spine?
In her spine.
Yes, and I have it between my hips.
Well, congratulations. What do you want me to do? Send you? Okay, you got a gift certificate for a free steak dinner at Ted's. I don't know what to say to her.
She doesn't have a play card.
I don't want your steak dinner, sir. I just want you to respect those
people.
Can you
dance?
And you're not doing that.
Do you know how to dance?
Just because you have money.
Get out and cut a rug.
Just because you have money.
I'm Ted Bell.
You don't respect anybody but yourself.
Well, that's true.
You're not thinking about anyone but yourself.
You hit the nail on the head.
Do you believe in God?
No, of course not.
Well, I do.
I'm Ted Bell.
I do.
Yeah. And thank God for that degenerative arthritis, too, while you're at it.
What?
Anyway, nothing.
All right. You know what, Ted? I'm done with you.
But wait a minute. Don't let him...
This guy's weird.
Ted, what?
Oh, my God. They towed my car from the cripple space.
Oh, I wish they would.
Hey!
That would be a laugh.
Son of the bitches.
Okay, that's it. His car got towed. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget about our signing, our Christmas signing. That'll be on December 22nd at the Gameworks at the Block at Orange. And you can go down and wait in line for us to sign your CD. And while you're waiting, we'll have a $20 game card for you, good for unlimited use while you're there. And while I'm there, and a portion of that card purchase also goes to my friend's place. And I don't know if you saw the ballot truck that was going up the freeway there. I guess it might be going up, the Sunshine State Parkway, maybe? That's a road that I traveled many a time in my youth. The Sunshine State Parkway, which goes roughly extends from the Miami area all the way on up to, I want to say Ocala. And then you have to take, Al Collins was driving that van, and that's pretty funny. Anyway, I used to drive up that road, and when I was going, I was moving from Minneapolis to Miami. Some of you guys may not know this, but I worked in the Miami radio market for about 2.5 years. And when I was traveling into Florida from the Minneapolis area, I was driving south. And I'll never forget when I drove south that winter. I came in like March of 94. It was cold as hell in the upper Midwest. And I got to Miami and I was just, I don't think there was a happier human being than me that day that I arrived in Miami in March with the weather about 85 degrees. And I had just come out of, 60 below. God, I felt good. Anyway, I'm traveling down the Sunshine State Parkway and they have these welcome stations along the Sunshine State Parkway, which is the turnpike in the center of Florida. And it says, welcome to Florida, And I thought, well, what the hell? I'll pull in and get some orange juice. It's free orange juice, free maps, blah, blah, blah. So I pull into this welcome station, and the kid's sitting there. He's about 19 years old. He's got on the little thin cotton shirt, short sleeve with a tie. He says, hi, sir, welcome to Florida. Well, thank you very much. Where are you moving to? Miami. Holy Jesus, your kid. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, man, they'll kill you down there. They got gunplay. A friend of mine just got shot up, man. Oh, they pull it like Swiss cheese. Of course, I live in Orlando. Is it better there? No, it ain't any better there, man. It's getting bad there. It sucks here. I'm in the welcome place of the Florida thing. They hired this kid, and he's talking about the high crime rate and the murders and the gunplay. And, oh, yeah, one thing I'd like to welcome. Welcome to Florida, sir. Be sure to keep your doors locked when you get down into the greater Miami area, because you know the carjacking's down there. Yeah, I know. And, they shoot up all those tourists come out of the airport. Oh, yeah, I know. Especially if you're a kraut. Can I interest you in some Kevlar, sir? I said, are you paying? You're welcoming me here? Well, sure, it's great. I mean, you get around that stuff. It's a great place. Just don't lose your way from the airport. Just follow those little suns. They have suns on the interstate signs. And one of the things, people in Miami know this, they had jackings, people getting jacked coming out of the airport, and were getting killed. And a lot of them were tourists from Europe, and it's very easy. If you come out of Miami International Airport and you don't make this little kind of this left-hand swing on up over to 95, you can easily get lost and go right down into the guts of Miami, and the next thing you know, you're getting jacked. And so what they started doing is putting little suns on the signs there. Follow the sun. Well, I didn't make any difference. People are still getting lost and still getting jacked. But that's what this kid said to me. He says, make sure you follow the sun. So I got down there, and, I was driving down with a friend of mine, and she starts locking all the doors in the, in the car. And, I'm living here now. What am I going to do, okay? And that was a great time I had in Miami. I'll never forget, I went up to Orlando to Disney World, and I was doing a broadcast from up there, which they almost threw me out of Disney World, by the way, for doing a live broadcast. You remember when we couldn't say anything about Disney? Well, guess what? We're going to start talking about Disney again. What do you think of that? Not because I have anything against Disney. It's just that I got a real problem when somebody comes to me, as happened to me not too long ago, and they say, before you talk about Disney on the air, consult with us. Well, guess what? I don't have to do that anymore, because that was another company. A brand new company owns the radio station now. And I'll talk all I want about Disney. I'll shovel all the crap I want about Disney. And you want to know something? I like it there. I particularly like Splash Mountain. No, but anyway, I almost got thrown out of Disney World because we were doing a broadcast there, and we were doing some stupid soccer game. I was being too loud, so some kid that usually works the carnation cart came over and said, sir, we're going to have to pull the plug on your satellite. I said, what are you telling me? Well, sir, you're using a lot of profanity. I said, I'm not using profanity. Well, you use the word balls. Well, okay, all right, okay, I'm sorry, but we have people going up and down the thing. We're going to pull the plug. I said, where do you work? I work over the carnation cart. Some guy's dishing up ice cream, but apparently during that week when they had all the radio stations there that were broadcasting from there, Disney decided they would have people monitoring each radio broadcast to make sure we weren't saying things like poo or balls or poo-poo. And it turns out I said the wrong word, balls. I was only talking about the NBA. I said Larry Bird did a lot of ball handling. And the next thing you know, so the kid comes over. I said, well, you're working on the carnation cart? Because they were pressing into service people who ordinarily were working the carnation cart. They were selling, candied apples. They were dishing up popcorn, or they were walking around with those, you know, those Disney garbage picker-uppers those guys do. He's either picking up garbage or he's going over and he's editing content of a radio show. Well, hey, it sounds like he's qualified to me. So the guy said he was going to pull the plug, and I said, good God. What do you mean you're going to pull the plug? He said, well, you can't use that language. I said, well, now's not the time to tell me. This is something you guys should have said to me before I was invited to broadcast here. Well, you know, I said, well, you know what? I'm here now. You invited me here now. Don't you think you should have reviewed the editorial content of my show before you invited me here? Well, fortunately, and this does have a happy ending, and I thank Disney for this, we had a great rep with us who worked directly for Disney. And her name was Terry, and she was great. She told him to bug off and go back over to the ice cream cart where he belonged. And she was very cool. She smoothed it out, and it was a lot of fun. You know, we were doing all kinds of stuff because they have this Twilight Zone Tower of Terror over there. This is a new ride where you get into an elevator, and then the bottom drops out, and you free fall. And it was broken. It wasn't yet ready. So we were making up shtick like, well, they send you down the garbage chute, you know, stuff like that. They didn't care. By the way, Joseph Lieberman was on today talking about why this thing is being dragged out by Gore. And I got to tell you something. I always thought Lieberman, didn't you think he was a quality guy, sort of a reasonable man? And now he just sounds like a hand puppet. And he's beginning to sound like somebody has got a hand shoved up something and they're working the mouth and tweaking the strings. And he doesn't even sound like he's telling the truth anymore. And I'm disappointed because of all the guys, I thought maybe this guy was clean. He sounds like Lamb Chop. I'm seeing Gore's mouth move. I don't know what it is. But this guy's beginning to sound a little bit like Lamb Chop. Kermit. Tomorrow's the day they're going to have the Supreme Court of the United States of this here America hear both briefs. They're going to look at both of their briefs. And that ain't going to be too fun. Bush is going to be there and Gore there in their briefs, and the Supreme Court's going to decide which guy's got it going on, which guy's got the better package of briefs. And it sounds to me like the whole thing's going to slide in George Bush's favor, which, as you know, is fine with us. But the truck made it up there, and it was a Ryder rented truck, and I was wondering, was there a cop on board that thing, or was it being escorted at all by any police at all? Because I thought I saw Al Collins and somebody in the back with a gun to his head. God almighty, these aerial shots of cars on freeways, you don't know what it means anymore. It's a truck with ballots in it. Ain't some guy taking off on the police. It isn't some guy who wants to go see his girlfriend in Long Beach before they take him down to Terminal Island. That car was going, taking the ballots to Tallahassee or whatever it was doing about 150 miles an hour. There were cop cars behind it, and the guy thought he was being chased. All they said was, no, you're just taking... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were chasing me. We're escorting you. It's Phil Hendry Show.